Hi, welcome to Exalt His Name Poetry. My name is Deanne. Psalm 46:10 says, He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He will flee. Tell him the truth. When he is telling you lies, tell him the truth. He hates it. He's afraid of it. He has a strategy to take us out. I didn't know that before I knew God and before I started learning about God. But in his word, it says, don't be ignorant to Satan's schemes. Also, that he prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. In the book of Job, the Lord asked Satan, from where have you come? Then Satan answered the Lord, from roaming around on the earth and from walking around on it. He is seeking out whom he may devour. He wants to get into our mind, take over our souls. Don't allow him to do that. Be sober. Be vigilant. Be smarter than him. Our strategy against him is the word of God. He will flee from you, but you have to do it with the word of God. You have to be a fighter. You have to want it. You have to want to be a fighter to maintain your victory. Don't just allow Satan to do whatever he wants with you. You fight back, and how you fight back is with the word of God. It's with the word. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Allow Holy Spirit to help you. Allow him to help you, not by might, not by power, but by your spirit, God. God can do all things, and we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Jesus has already won. He has already done it. It's already done. It's paid in full, but we have to maintain it and we have to want to maintain it. The battle will not be won with my strength, but with the ability of the Lord, it will be won. His Spirit. Holy Spirit has to be working in us. So that means we have to allow him to work in us. He wants to. Because he loves us. He wants to teach us how to maintain our victory. But we are going to have to spend time with him. We're going to have to talk to him. We're going to have an intimate relationship with him. Are you allowing Holy Spirit to help you? His free help. The best help. The perfect help. The battle will not be won with you. Us trying to do it on our own. And Satan knows that. So he will do anything to keep you from having that intimate relationship with Holy Spirit. Because when you are in relationship with Holy Spirit knows everything. Everything about your life. Exactly when this and that is going to take place. When it's going to happen. Where it's going to happen. How it's going to happen. He knows everything about you. Okay? He knows it all. He knows everything. Everything. He knows we have to read the word. He knows that we have to treasure that word in our hearts. He knows that we have to be in relationship with him. He knows that we have to love him. That's why he loved us first, so we can love him. Holy Spirit knows this. So he knows this and he wants to lead us. He wants to lead us and guide us and teach us. He will be everything that we need if we just allow him to be, to maintain our victory. He will teach us. He will show us. He will talk to us. Allow him. Just let go and allow him. Just say, Holy Spirit, I want you. I need you. I want this relationship with you. Teach me how to fight to maintain what my Jesus has already done for me. Teach me. I give you all access to my mind, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Do what you want to do. And I guarantee he will. I guarantee he will. Woo, I know he will. Been there, done that. And he doing it. Hey. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for my life. Thank you for everything, God. Thank you for teaching me how to fight. The battleground is the mind. That's your soul. Don't let Satan play with you like that. That idiot, he's an idiot. He got kicked out. Don't do what he do. He got kicked out. You don't want to get kicked out. That fool got kicked out. Don't follow what he do. Follow Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. The perfect everything. My daddy, my Abba. I love you. Father God, I come to you right now in the almighty name of Jesus. Father God, thank you for Holy Spirit, the bestest, greatest, perfect, best friend. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being my best friend, my perfect friend. I love you, and I thank you that you teach me, and that you mold me, and that you move me how you want to move me. I thank you for wanting to be in relationship with me. I love you. I need you. I can't do this life without you. I can't do nothing without you. I need you every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year. Whew. I need you always. And I thank you that I have you always. Always. You already in my next year, and I thank you for that. You already in my next decade, and I thank you for that. You there waiting on me, and you right here with me right now. Come on. I thank you that you know everything about me. I love you. I thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray, Lord God, as well, that my sisters and brothers get to know Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, touch them. Take their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh and put a new spirit within them, oh, Father God. Oh, I know you able. I know you able. You did it for me. You can do it for them. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you have never given your life to Christ, oh, come on, baby. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you. Repeat this prayer after me. Say, Father God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I want you to come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. I want to have an intimate relationship with you. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose for me. And right now, by faith, I believe that I am saved. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the kingdom. Royalty, baby. Our daddy royalty. Come on, Abba. He royalty. And he loves you so much. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I love you and I thank you, God, for all my brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen.